All right. Good evening, everybody. This is the Fakeologist Show. It is Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. It's 8:31 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. We got this show off to a rocky start. We had some technical issues, but we have everybody here tonight. We have our Rockin' Thursday panel. I can't believe you guys show up every Thursday without fail. It's fantastic. So in no particular order, we have Ni Hao Frank from Geelong, Australia. Hello, Frank.
Ni Hao.
And I can't hear Frank.
Ni Hao.
How about Marcus? Marcus, can you hear me?
Ni Hao, Tim. Probably good. Too loud. Everyone always says I'm too loud.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to turn down the music now. So we lost Frank and all that.
I hear Frank.
Frank, Ni Hao.
Ni Hao.
Okay. And let's say hi to Tiago in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Tiago, hello.
Hey, how are you? Nobody else will listen to me, so I'm here every Thursday.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fair. Well, we do the Thursday roundtable every Thursday as it sends, and we're scheduled for every Thursday till the end of time on the Google Calendar. So if any of you guys can't make it, just don't feel bad because it's a big obligation to show up, and it's summertime, and there's probably a lot of better things to do. But thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
I have to confess to being a little bit excited.
Oh, Frank is here. Oh, wait. No, Frank's still there. Frank, you might want to leave and come back if you can't hear us.
Okay.
I can hear you, Frank.
And Velo is still in the room. Velo Set, the inventor of Velo Box. I may as well say hi to you because you're here and your audio sounds super good. So
yeah, and formerly from Sydney, New South Wales, instead of Nova Scotia or wherever the fuck it was.
I just wanted to hear your voice because your sound is superb.
Yeah, I'll leave for the rest of the night now. I've said my piece. So
All right. You know what? Because
you can pleasure yourself to this sample later.
Bye-bye. Because Frank's not here, you might just have to fill in. As the Australian transplanted Australian.
That's okay. I'm warming up my pipes. Just tell me the song and I'll go for it.
Oh, we got humor. Okay, so Marcus, what do you got for us this week? We haven't changed the format really this week at all. But let me say one thing real quick. Frank, the salt guy, even though he can't hear me, or maybe he can, but we can't hear him.
Thank you for your donation.
It was fantastic. And if you go to fakeologist.com/donate/donors, you'll see Frank's donation there. And also, thank you so much to another repeat donor, Silvertard from Sweden. He said, listen, I need you to say something or give me the link because he's drunk and he wants to donate. So it's a drunken donation. So I accept them because maybe if he sobered up, he'd withdraw his offer. So thanks for the donations, guys. I appreciate it. Well, Marcus, what do you got?
I'm confused because I thought last week you said that we were going to change the format and everyone was going to come with their own content. Did that change?
Well, I didn't say anything, but no, we can do that still. I've got content coming out the wing, coming out the wazoo.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, I'm good. So we can do that. Well, that's good. So why don't we go with you first because you've got your screen there.
Well, it depends if you want one topic to take an hour to go over, that would be one topic. And that's what's on the screen right now. If not, I have a topic that might take 15, 20 minutes. Your choice.
Okay. Well, Ni Hao to Frank. Frank, you're back. We can hear you.
Terrific.
I could hear Frank the whole time.
And Frank, thanks for the donation. You are at the top of the pops for the donation.
I'm here to serve.
All right. Thank you.
Does that mean that that Frank will be sponsoring FakeoTube now?
I want to have a South Salt, you know, Australian Flake Salt
sponsorship
doing it.
Well, now it's supposed to be Epic Cash. Epic Cash, he did donate some Epic Crypto Cash. So I'm going to leave it at that for now, because he sponsored it for 6 months. Let's put it that way. So, I think I put that on the FakoTube banner there, FakoTube, I think. And I think he wanted me to change it forever, but right now it's sponsored for 6 months. Thanks to Uncle Odd. But, so let's go on to, Marcus, what do you got for 15?
So again, which direction you want to go, the 15 minute one or the whole hour?
Well, I think we got great feedback when you started last week asking quick questions. A lot of people like that fast moving, because if it's not interesting to them, they can just pick another thing. So why don't we do something fast moving tonight?
Okay. Well, then let me switch this out. If you got my screen up, let's skip. Let's skip the fluff, as I always say. Let's get right to the good stuff
To the stuff.
Yeah. So here's the headline. The billionaire family pushing synthetic sex identities known as SSI. And I'll just read a couple paragraphs. One of the most powerful yet unremarked upon drivers of our current wars over definitions of gender is a concerted push by the members of the richest families in the United States to transition Americans from a dimorphic definition of sex to the broad acceptance and propagation of synthetic sex identities. Over the past decade, the Pritzkers of Illinois, who helped put Barack Obama in the White House and include among their number of former U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, who I believe, Jennifer Pritzker is transgender, currently blah, 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 blah. So basically, if you're angry about all of the transgender stuff, you can focus and laser beam your anger at this family.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I posted that article as well. And it's disturbing. And I'm getting tired of these guys pushing their religion on us. I think that's all it is this Kabbalistic religion.
Mm-hmm.
They may have mispronounced on the other show the other day. So yeah, it's just a religion, and it's just I get my best info from Mr. E. He really, I think, has a great handle on what these guys are trying to push, and it's annoying.
Anyone else?
Well, I identify as a 21-year-old Mauritian woman, so I'm all for it.
Okay. Frank wants to be a woman. Okay.
Mauritian.
Better shave that beard a bit.
I already am. You know, that's my identity, and my pronoun is still he, though.
All right. Diego, what do you think? You have a young daughter. She's the most vulnerable to all this stuff. The children are very vulnerable to this nonsense. I don't think you and I are. I think we're hardened in our ways as we get older. But children, what do you think?
Yeah, she's the same. I mean, the important thing is, I think that parents got to speak to their children. My daughter, she's fully aware, 1,000%. Of what's going on. Actually, her and I laugh about it all the time. And you just got to communicate with your children. That's all. And, make light of it, make a joke out of it. For my daughter and her immediate friends here, when I see them and talk to them about it, they laugh. They know it's all nonsense. They're actually pretty caught up as well in terms of the global warming hoax. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good. They laugh, and she'll come home and she'll say, "Oh, Dad, you won't believe what they tell, you know, talking to me about today, the CO2 levels, and everything's going to be underwater in 20 years." And she just laughs. I go, "It's all nonsense." I said, "They've been telling me when I was a little kid, you know, to hide under a desk in case an atom bomb went off." I said, they keep talking about all this nonsense year after year, no matter how old you are. Just ignore it. She knows.
Okay, that's good.
Do you have any comments on this?
Thank you, Joel. Velasette, do you have any comments on the transgender agenda? The billionaires? He might be.
Yeah, out for smoke. All right. Yeah. So I have a plethora of follow-up questions from last week's show.
Oh, you got more questions into your website?
Oh, my God.
Normal.com?
Yeah, ready? All right. So a question. This is from last week's show. Would Tiago ride a motorcycle after seeing that horrific accident?
What accident?
Yeah, I actually had speed bikes, up until 10 years ago. I had a GSXR 1100, 750. So yeah, the only reason why, you know, I quit riding a bike is, you know, obviously the other, you know, you have to watch out for other people. They're more the hazard than anything else. And, you know, I got a daughter and, so, but I, you know, I rode bikes. Yeah. I'm not scared just because I seen all the, you know, I've seen plenty of bad car accidents and I still drive a car.
What accident was that? What bike accident? Did I miss one?
Gotta get you paying attention to the last show, Tim.
The accident with the helmet. Remember, I was telling you guys the paramedic story.
Story, yeah.
Yeah.
That was an old story. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Next, where's Frank? Never answered. Where's Frank's perfect place to live?
Okay. Asking questions?
Well, my perfect place to live is obviously the heavenly Jerusalem above.
Mm-hmm. What's your second favorite?
But I think you said that. I think you said that last time. But I think this person's probably saying, where on Mother Earth, Gaia, would you want to live?
I think I'm living in paradise on Earth, for me anyway.
Okay.
So the reason I say that is because the climate is, you know, not, it's got seasons, but it's not extreme. You know, so I'll be able to go skiing tomorrow if I want to, or, and I can go sailboarding. I go to a lot of karaoke. The restaurants here are great. There's surf beaches nearby. It's quite beautiful here, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stop bragging about where you live. Okay, next.
All right, this is for everyone. Do all lives matter?
Equally? Are we all equal?
Yeah, I would take it that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think all human lives matter for sure.
Mm-hmm. Diego?
Equally?
That's not like really. I don't think.
By the way, Diego, to open you up, I agree with you. So go ahead.
Yeah, it depends how you're, you know, how you, I guess, the person answering it, because if you come totally from an empathic point of view, then you don't want to see anyone dying, right? But you know, but that's not, to me, that's not reality. The reality is you have people that don't feel empathy. That's a fact. They murder, they abuse children, they rape children, they kill children, all this kind of stuff. Do they deserve to live? You know, for me, if you're going to be on the earth, you should be contributing something positive. And if you're, you know, if you got some sort of distortion, in your empathy, then maybe you shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. Frank?
Well, I don't think all lives are equal. Mm. In fact, I doubt that any of them are.
Mm-hmm.
I would suspect that no two lives are equal. But I do think that everything's here, you know, because I have a view that the Bible is the most accurate description of our world, it indicates that everything's here for a reason. So from that point of view, they're important.
When we're told that they're useless eaters, doesn't that play into the equation?
So in my view, that particular topic is anti-biblical simply because we're not here to serve the economy. The economy is here to serve us.
Mm-hmm.
We're the reason that all this exists.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, you know, obviously people that don't agree with me, really.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding.
Was that to me?
No, it's just
because I'm not a religious guy, so I don't agree with that. But I agree with what you just said.
Yeah. So the outcome of all of this is that we really are our own universe. All we can observe is what we see, hear, touch, taste, feel, and think. We don't know if any of it's real, really. We make assumptions. We model the world. We live it. And so we are living and experiencing it. And it really is just about you, what you perceive. You're important, and all the inputs you get are important. mm-hmm. in my view.
Frank, are you moving into the simulacra
talk? Not at all.
I think
that everything I have before me is in existence.
Yeah.
But I've got no way to know that. It's a thought. I can't prove anything.
Yeah. Real quick, my thoughts is that no, all lives don't matter equally. Matter, and I don't know if they were asking if it's equally. Everyone has different value. Everyone provides different value. So no, I disagree with that. And it's not to say that I want to kill people, but no, all lives matter equally. If that's what it is, that's ridiculous. Of course not.
Here's my question. Here's my question. Let's say, for example, that everybody here on this panel and everyone listening at home, let's say, for example, that everybody here agreed that there's a couple of families, central banking families, who control everything, who are pulling the strings behind the scenes with a lot of money and power, you know, causing a lot of harm and killing a lot of people. Do you guys think that, let's just say it's three families. Do you guys think that they deserve to live or deserve to die, even though they're causing all this harm and destruction in the world?
Well, the question, Diego, I'll take that one, is are they really creating this or are they faking it? Because I'm finding more and more that they're faking a lot of stuff that they're telling us. They're telling us that there's supply chain shortages, and sure, you can look at gas and you can look at a couple of things, but I'm not seeing why. I went to the grocery store just before the show. It's completely stacked and packed. So someone's lying. So then the question is, why are they lying about that? So do we want to kill these people because they're lying to us? I mean, that sounds kind of ridiculous. Just ignore it.
No, but I'm talking about this, like, serious harms in terms of, you know, we could talk in terms of, you know, pseudo wars or vaccinations, you know, all this kind of stuff, you know, destroying the economy. You know, these are real harms. You know, mm-hmm. when the economy gets destroyed, people lose their jobs. There's suicides. Mm-hmm. There's deaths. There's mm-hmm. all these people are definitely causing all this. These gas prices, they're manipulated gas prices. They're causing real harms on people around the world. This is affecting a lot of people around the world. Do you think that these families should still, you know, if the power was up to you, would you eliminate them or let them live?
I would let them live and I would ignore them, which is what I'm moving towards. I would ignore them.
Can I say, what we view as being good and evil, I don't think we are very skilled at establishing what is good and what is evil. And we have all these, you know, modern philosophy is really just that same comment rehashed. If you save a man from drowning and he ends up going on to murder, you know, 5,000 people, have you done a good thing or a bad experiment?
We did that experiment before, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, we simply are not capable, in my opinion, of knowing the difference between good and bad. And that really is the story of the Bible. And really, you're given a story in the Bible that says God will fix all this stuff in his own time. And don't judge, lest you be judged. We simply don't know. But, you know, it makes sense to defend yourself against these potentially harmful beings, obviously.
Tegu, it sounds like you want to kill them.
I just think, you know, there's their kind that live among us. And what I mean by that, I mean that there are people with no empathy, narcissistic personality disorder. And I think, you know, they have certain types of psychopathy that, you know, you really have to ask, or, you know, what are they, you know, if they're here inflicting pain and misery on people on earth, you know, why are they here? You know, like, to Frank, you know, deciphering between good and evil, to me, it's very, you know, simplex in nature. What are they contributing? What are they contributing? Are they contributing, you know, killing people and destroying people's lives? Well, that's evil. That's causing misery in people's lives. You know, the example that you give, that you save a guy from drowning and then he goes and kills, you know, 5,000 people, you're saving him because you have empathic qualities. you have probably a high level of empathy, you know, to save that guy from drowning. Because if it was somebody with an NPD disorder, with a malignant psychopathy, he would turn around and not save you, right? But these creatures, these beings, they live among us. They're not like us. They have let me give you
yeah. an example, though. I know people
mm-hmm.
that would be very happy to kill people that create carbon dioxide because yes. of the values that have been placed in their head using, you know, the powers of persuasion.
Yes.
And those people, I think, would actually do it. Some people would actually do it if they had the balls to do it.
Yeah, because they have a distortion of reality in their mind. That's a distortion exactly. of reality. So, that reality doesn't exist. That's like me saying, walking. Imagine those same people walked out in the morning and said, "That's not a blue sky. That's a red sky." You would think they're crazy. Well, it's no different when they say that, you know, Tiago's polluting because he's driving a Dodge Viper and he's polluting the environment. We want to kill him. They have a mental deficiency. They have a distortion of reality, just like no different than, you know, men pretending, you know, to call me he or them or transgender. These are all distortions of reality.
Agreed. But at the same time, yeah. you are making a judgment about those entities.
Yes.
And it is a judgment, right? And as although you may think it's a very small possibility that you are wrong about them, and I agree with you, it's still mm-hmm. a possibility that you are wrong about them.
Yes.
Hey, Tiago, when I, 15 years ago, I gladly, proudly gave my two sons every single vaccination that was recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to kill me?
No, absolutely not, because you were misled. I don't want to kill you.
I was misled.
But you're not intentional. See, the difference here is intention.
Intent.
Right? That's the difference. You're not intentionally, you know, you thought as a parent back then,
I was doing the right thing. We all did
that. You were doing the right thing.
Sure.
I'm talking about a level of awareness. Yeah, I'm talking about a level of awareness of a narcissistic psychopath who's probably just as intelligent or more intelligent than everybody here on the panel, and who intends on destroying people's lives, whether financially, whether through vaccine programs, you know, whatever it is, take your pick. And these kind of people walk among us in every single day life. They're part of our families. They're part of our work. They're part of our everyday lives. What do we do with these kind of people?
They haven't been trained from birth to be like that. You know, no different to me vaccinating my children.
Mm-hmm.
They have basically come to the decision making they've made simply on that basis of what they're brought up by birth, whatever it is, you know, in families that do this stuff to them.
Right.
You know, we don't know that the story of the Bible is that ultimately these people can save themselves and us.
So what you're saying is a narcissistic psychopath, a malignant psychopath, can save himself.
Well, the problem is we simply do not know what their motivation. We are assuming it's narcissism and psychopathy.
Yes.
But to them, it may just be the logic of the, you know, whatever it is, their moral drivers are obviously different to mine and clearly very different to yours. But
yeah, I'm going to suggest
to you that underlying your views is a godly spiritual nature.
Well, the primary difference between them and I and you is the one big difference is they don't have empathy. They don't feel empathy. They have a very narrow range of feelings. They're not like us. They're very different. Most of their emotions that they feel on a daily basis is negative. So again, my question is, these people, these higher level narcissists who are destroying people's lives on purpose with the intent of destroying your life on a global level, a global scale, do they deserve to be alive? they're doing it on purpose.
According to the according to the Bible, they're going to be cast into the pit of fire. So,
I'm not suggesting that I'm going to go out and kill these guys or kill these people. What I'm doing is I'm presenting a case of evidence that they're not going to change. Okay, this is a disorder they've had. And most times, narcissistic psychopaths do things on an instinctual level. They don't do it. They don't say in their minds, well, I'm going to do this to do, you know, to get this kind of a reaction. A lot of these actions are instinctual to them. So, you know, do they deserve to be alive? I'm not saying I want to kill them, but I'm just presenting an idea to everybody listening here tonight on, you know, what they think. Maybe there's people are like Frank who don't want to kill any of them. And then there might be somebody in the audience who might be like, you know what? They're causing way too much destruction on Earth. They're hurting too many people. Let's just get rid of them.
So I think I should also differentiate between my intellectual view
and your emotional view.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So whether I want to kill them or not is a different question.
Tego, I would suggest that they are the most malleable, mercurial people on Earth based on how we react to what they do to us. So when you say nothing's going to change, I totally disagree.
Have you ever spoken to a malignant narcissistic psychopath?
Don't talk to my wife about... Have I ever spoken to a narcissist?
Yeah, I
go to the gym, so there are plenty of them who I know for a fact are constantly looking at themselves, and they will never give up their machine. They're very selfish. So I've never spoken to them, but I've seen them. Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm talking with real malignant psychopathy, you know, that do not have any empathy, and I can tell you without a question, I've spoken to many of them, and I've spoken to the doctors at the institutions in Toronto. There is no way that these people will ever change. They just do not have empathy. They don't feel empathy. Sure. There's a big difference.
Sure. But I think what you mean is they don't change their lack of empathy, but they do change their tactics, again, based on how we react to what they're doing to us. So my suggestion is, instead of worrying about them, ignore them. Then you don't have to get upset about them.
Yeah, no, but when they're... It's a little bit different when they're hurting people on a grand scale. They are hurting people.
But as Tim will tell you, and he can speak for himself, people are voluntarily being hurt right now. No one has been forced to take the vax. Now, I disagree with that, but there is that argument that no one has been forced.
Yeah,
now, the threat of losing your job is pretty darn forceful, but technically it's not been forced on us. Nothing has been forced on us. We are choosing to get harmed.
Some people are, and some people are not. Some people have no choice. They got three kids and they got to work. They have no other place to go. They got to get it. So they're forced. They're forced to get it because
The Christian argument is that those of faith will be provided for.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to another topic, guys, because we like to keep this thing fresh.
So I already have a question come in.
Yeah, we've got questions.
For me, I wonder if Marcus has read the Bible. Yes, I've read the Bible probably more thoroughly than anyone who's religious, and that's the reason I'm not religious. There are over 500 direct Bible contradictions in the Bible, and I'll post that in the companion notes. Next question. Can you suggest speaking? So what I did is I pulled up, I have a list just in random order, but I pulled this one up because we're talking about it, which is, can you suggest nonviolent methods to undermine the evil government so they never rise to power again? We can skip that one if you want.
Yeah, that might be a little tricky to break down in 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay. I'll take that out. Next. When do you think
I want to give the Monty Python an answer.
Okay.
You do something really, really clever in medicine and you win a Nobel Prize and then everybody listens to you and you can jolly well tell them what to do.
Okay. And just as a side note, I rebooted FACO 2 because it wasn't streaming too well. And so if anyone has any problems, just put it in the show notes in the FakeoTube chat, because I think that was working. But most people are on YouTube right now anyway tonight. So I think you have a FakeoTube question, Marcus?
I do.
You do?
I don't think so. Did you see a question?
No, I thought I heard the word FakeoTube, but...
No.
Okay, so...
So, Frank, were you done with the Monty Python? I didn't quite understand that.
I didn't get it either, but I never liked Monty Python much.
Okay. There isn't much more to it. You know, the whole idea that people can change this thing is farcical. There's, all the things that we think about, the institutions that we think lead to power, we don't know what the strings of power are. We can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't think you can change this, but you can certainly get out of it. I've been working on that for 2 years now. Everything from, as Diego suggested over a month ago, stop paying your credit cards. I actually stopped doing that 2 years ago. That's one of my ways to get out of it. I got rid of my checks, figured out how to cash out my retirement funds to get out of that shitty system, the pension system. How do I not have to pay property taxes and income taxes anymore? I'm taking a lot of strides and rapidly, because things are happening rapidly, and I'm getting out of their system, and it can be done. I'm still here. I'm still alive, and I'm able to make it happen.
And I've done the same thing. I actually, there is a form on our tax forms where it says, is this your last tax return? Hmm. And I just ticked that, and that was that.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, you got bigger stones than me. I'm still paying all my taxes.
And by the way, Tim, and I'll put a link.
I'm paying all my taxes, Tim.
All right.
There's a said. Go ahead, Frank.
Is this your last tax return? And so I said yes, and I ticked that box, and that was my last tax return.
Okay.
And that, by the way, is a formal contract that you have with the IRS. If you no longer file your tax return, you don't have to pay it. I'll put a link to Disney taxes, income taxes. The income tax was originally supposed to be a temporary 1% tax to fund World War I. And then next thing you know, we're still paying voluntarily income tax. I'll put a link to Freedom to Fascism, the movie by the guy who also created Aaron Russo, who also created the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. And he proves you don't have to pay income tax. And I'm sorry?
And I'll post a link showing that the Australian Taxation Office is a private organization.
Yeah, they all are.
One of those two? Because ours isn't private here in Canada. That's pretty interesting that yours is.
Can I share my screen or something?
Sure.
Yeah. You have a screen there? Yeah, you have to just press the share button. And by the way, if anyone has another topic, we can interrupt the topics with whatever you want to bring up. Just while Frank is talking, I have on my screen a burning cell phone tower that I saw with my own eyes, and it stopped traffic on our busiest highway. I thought I'd present that because it's something that a lot of conspiracy guys talk about, and I've never seen one before, but this one was on fire. I can confirm it. Can you see my screen there, guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's Canada's busiest highway, and I can confirm that part of it was closed so they could fight that fire. I don't know if the tower, I'm sure it has all the G's on it, but there you go. Any comments, questions, concerns?
I'm not worried about 5G.
Okay.
So,
much bigger problems than that.
Can you see that screen?
You have to share your screen. I don't see anything being shared by you at the moment.
Can you see that screen?
No. Oh, wait. Here we go.
Frank Magic Bing.
It's okay. Still black. Oh, wait. Here it is. There's a screen. Australian Taxation Office Overview. So Frank's going to, I can see that. Share some more if you'd like.
So this is a signal from higher. Taxation Office is a private company. That industry for 112 years. The company currently specializes in the government administration area. Its headquarters is located at Sydney, New South Wales. The number of employees ranges from 10,000. The annual revenue of the Australian Tax taxation office varies between 5 million and 25 million. To connect with taxation office employees, register on.
Are you breaking up a bit, Frank?
And it gives the links to that.
Okay. You broke up a bit, but I get the gist of it. Well, I'm amazed you guys have a private taxation office. That's amazing.
I'll bet Canada does as well, too.
Okay. Well, I don't think I don't think so. But Tiago, go. We don't.
No, it's the Canada Revenue Agency. It's just an arm of the government. That's all.
Well, it used to be called Revenue Canada. Then they did change the name to Canada. Canada Revenue Agency. I'm wondering if the name change maybe coincided with some something like privatization. I don't know, actually.
Maybe it used to. It actually went through a couple of name changes. It was CCRA and then CRA. It was Canada Customs and Revenue Agency, and then it was just Canada Revenue Agency. Yeah.
Well, the Public Health Agency of Canada is a private charity, and that's what's administering the tyranny in Canada right now. They're not Health Canada, so they're two separate entities. But because they have all the words in just a different juxtaposition, the average person on the street, which is everyone, doesn't know the difference. But the Public Health Agency of Canada is not the government. I know that is a fact. It's a private charity, but its number one donor is the government. So they created a level of corporation separation to probably be able to do what they're doing with immunity. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
You know that, Diego?
I had no idea. I was just about to say, I had no idea that the Public Health Agency of Canada, it doesn't surprise me. In the United States, Marcus will probably attest to a lot of their military operations are subcontracted out to private industry.
Probably all of them.
Yeah, a lot of, almost all of them probably. It's become quite a trend in the last 20 years, I bet, in all governments around the world. So it doesn't surprise me, but Public Health Agency of Canada, I'm a little surprised at that one. Wow. Yeah.
Well, actually, every province has a public health agency. Yes. Nova Scotia would have a private corporation that's registered as a charity. So that way the rich people can donate to it and dictate its policy as the largest shareholder of the charity or as the largest contributor.
World Health Organization as well. They're a charity as well, I believe. So
yeah, so that allows them to circumvent the constitutions of every country.
Snakes in the
grass.
On
a similar note, in Australia, there was an article in the newspaper that the current instability in the financial markets is likely to reduce the price the Victorian government is going to get for the sale of the business that collects all the car registration money, called the Victorian
Ad Valorem.
Victorian Roads, Vic Roads.
Oh, okay.
So no one even knew it was being sold until this newspaper article came up and said, we're not going to get as much money as we thought.
Okay. We just stopped collecting fees, licensing fees in Ontario, which means they're going to do something real soon to replace
it. Right. Get ready for it.
They wrote everyone a check for anything they paid in the last year or two. And then they had their election here in Ontario. And now get ready for whatever's next. That's billions of dollars they just gave back. So I don't know what they're up to, but get ready. It's going to hit hard, I'm sure.
Next, Tim's favorite question. If Bitcoin drops to $1, are you going to buy it?
Well, if Tiago tells me to, I will. Yeah. Tiago said load up at 9,800.
I know why I am. If it goes to $1, I know I'll be putting a lot of contracts on that. That's for sure.
Well, so there you go.
Well, I think that question means, it could go to zero if it's at $1.
It could, but it could also bounce back off zero.
Sure.
Just like West Texas Intermediate a year and a half ago. Remember?
Was it negative?
It went negative, and then all the guys like me started buying when it popped up to $22 a barrel. Same thing. I mean, it's the same thing. Is it going to stay? The question is it going to, you know, is the probability, is it going to stay at $1? Probably not. Not for the long term.
Unless the government makes it impossible to get.
They've tried in several countries already.
With on ramps and off ramps. Of course they can do that.
If
Diego has Bitcoin, I can buy it off him, and he's an on ramp.
P2P that I think is important. Last week when we were talking about Bitcoin, there was no intrinsic value in Bitcoin.
There still isn't.
That's not true. I sent an article to AB yesterday.
Okay.
Where governments have now decided, I'll find what I sent to you.
Oh, right. That was just a tax article on how they were going to treat cryptocurrencies in Australia.
But not just that, because it actually said that a particular government has now made it a legal tender in their country. So this is a huge change.
There's been a few countries that have done
that. El Salvador,
that's right.
Yes. And maybe even Ecuador.
So I'll just read it out. The Australian government has confirmed cryptocurrencies will continue to be excluded from foreign currency tax arrangements following them overseas. The decision follows.
Right, you got lots going on.
A move by El Salvador to allow Bitcoin as legal tender.
Yeah. That's been for a while, though.
Yeah, many other countries are following suit as well. Because what's happening in El Salvador, there's an area in El Salvador, I think it's just within the capital limits and outside the capital limits, and a lot of digital nomads are moving there. And the place is like overrun with people who are moving to El Salvador because they totally want to get out of the system and want to deal only in Bitcoin. So it's actually been a boom in that area. And also the Bitcoin in El Salvador, you can exchange 2 Bitcoin and give it to the El Salvadorian government, and they will give you a permanent residency status.
How low does Bitcoin go before they win that offer?
Now, what this means is that the idea that crypto has no, or Bitcoin has no value, has now been altered.
Intrinsic value. What? You said intrinsic value.
Well, to me, it has intrinsic value if it plays in Ecuador.
Let me read to you what the definition of intrinsic value before you say that.
Salvador. Yeah.
I was just going to look up intrinsic.
It means if you can't hold Bitcoin in your hand, you can't wear it, you can't do anything with it besides trade it, it does not have any intrinsic value.
Okay. Well, that's not my definition.
To me now, though, I would argue that there is no difference now between a Bitcoin and a plastic $100 bill in my hand.
I agree.
If I'd be able to buy goods and services with that thing,
and it has value,
then that's enough.
Tim, what's intrinsic value mean to you then?
Being an extremely important and basic characteristic of a person or thing. Works of little intrinsic value. So, yeah, I don't think it has to be. It sounds like you're defining physical.
Yeah.
So Bitcoin does not have a physical presence.
Yeah, it's not. It's digital, so it can't be intrinsic.
No, but I don't. I think, intrinsic doesn't apply to that. Intrinsic being a part of the innermost nature of a person or thing. So that's the intrinsic. Intrinsic means, it's the innermost part, the constitution, the makeup of it. So it's defined as a digital thing, which means it's not physical. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not physical, but it has intrinsic value. I think cigarettes in prison have value because
100% it's physical.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's because they probably don't have digital wallets in prison yet, but Yeah,
they will.
Well, but in fact,
they will. Yeah, okay.
Fairness to say that Bitcoin is not a physical thing, it is, and there has to be some stuff to make it work, doesn't there?
Sure. Next, so when do you think?
It's
speaking
not
of
just a theory, it's a. No, go ahead.
I think the proper thing to say is don't use the word intrinsic. If you just say, does it have value? Of course it does. Someone values it. That's why they're giving you more.
Agreed.
That's where the greater fool theory, or as Frank likes to say, the greater fool model comes in. Someone's willing to pay you more for it during a trade. So obviously it has value.
That's actually a blog I read called The Greater Fool.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very good. But he is not a truther. In any way, he bans any
notes. The Greater Fool blog.
Yes, it's
Next, speaking of this, when do you think we'll be in a totally cashless society? That's for the panel. Who wants to take that one first?
Not long. It's not going to be long. Years. That's not very long. I would say totally cashless, with no dollar bills in circulation.
Correct.
Probably by the end of the decade. Yeah.
Okay, so 2030.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Tim, that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I would say maybe 2030 is a good goal. I can agree there.
Uh-huh. Frank?
The next year number that adds up to some significant Kabbalistic number, whatever that is.
Okay, so that would be 2033.
Yeah. Events have to happen before you have no money here. So there has to be a catastrophic financial collapse before that happens. And a couple other things happening. So I think by the end of the decade, I don't think it's going to be like next year or the year after, but definitely, I think definitely by 2030, you'll start hearing of announcements of central banks around the world saying we're gonna give us all your money, all your physical money. We're going digital, and they're going to give a timeline. But a few things have to happen before that. So
My guess is 2028.
And why is that?
I know shit. I read stuff. Okay. I read the tea leaves, and that's what they're talking about.
Okay.
Next question. Well,
you had a website that showed who...
What CBDC, company. Yeah. But that's going to be riding parallel for a couple years with the dollar. And cash, specifically. And remember, one of the most popular denominations is the $100 bill, and that's because it's used for... people who are not in the United States. So the combination of CBDC, right now, not that many people are using cash, believe it or not. And there's a bunch of different factors. I'm going with 2028.
Are you guys, Marcus is using cash probably. I don't use much cash. I do use some cash. But
I've drastically reduced. I used to take out $350 a week in cash to pay for everything. From groceries to fun to restaurants. And nowadays I take out basically $9 in cash. Well, that's not true. I also get gas. I hate the fact when the gas cards, you have to see, I'm on a debit card system. So you have to have like $100 at least in your bank account to use a gas card here in the United States. If you have less than that, they won't do it.
Okay.
So I just get a bunch of cash. I take out a bunch of cash and pay by cash. Plus the local filler stations, they like when I pay with cash too. So no, I basically have $9, and that's for tips. And I don't even tip anymore because everyone's masked up, and I won't give anyone a tip if they're wearing a mask.
Good.
Okay. What about you, Diego? Do you have any cash in your wallet?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I don't think Tim was at the show last week.
Yeah,
that was the exact question I asked.
Yeah, I got a little bit. I got a couple of notes flying around. Yeah, for sure.
All right. I get it.
All right, so I'm going to end with one last question, which I'm sure will go till the end of the show. Let me pull it up here. Is it just me, or is life utterly pointless and stupid?
And that question is from one of your viewers, Marcus?
Yeah, I get questions. In fact, if you want to submit questions, Just go to escapethenewnormal.com. That's my website. Mm-hmm. Click on the Marcus Allen Show, and you'll see where you can submit questions to me.
Cool. Why don't you click it now so we can see?
Actually, it's funny to say that because it's kind of hidden. So literally after the show tonight, I'm going to move it up. It's going to be front and center because this is obviously popular. So, yeah.
So right now, you're going to just make it more prominent.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so I'm going to put it at the top of the page, actually.
Okay. All right. So you're going to adjust your website
tonight.
I thought that was your question. Well, that's a
submit. No, I did. I'll just give you my answer. No, it's the opposite of utterly pointless and stupid. It's magnificent.
But why is that?
Okay, so that gets into the whole flat Earth, round Earth, and I gravitate more towards flat Earth because I think that we are incredibly special beings. I think the psyop behind round Earth model is that we're just a speck of dust in this great grand thing of nothingness. I think we're all very special. We have all the potential to make a very, very big difference. And I treat my life that way. I mean, I have totally figured out what my meaning of life is, and it's to help people. I really do believe that. And if you stop watching TV and if you get off the internet, life is freaking amazing. If you're on the internet, I can see why people say it's utterly pointless. I can definitely see it.
Okay. Diego, what do you think?
I'm with Marcus. I love life. I really do. I have a passion. I love the simple things in life. I like just walking outside, smelling the grass, listening to the birds, the animals. I really do love life. And I know everybody here listens to me about Bitcoin and financial talk, but what really truly makes me happy is, not money or not cars or houses or whatever. What really makes me happy is connections. Like, that's why I come here every Thursday night to talk to everybody here and have everybody listen. It's these kind of connections and questions that makes me really happy and connected to people, connected to the world.
All right. We're glad we're making you happy. That's fantastic. On the Fakeologist Marcus Allen Roundtable Show. That's great.
What do you think, Frank?
The older I get, the more astonished by the experience I've become, really.
Uh-huh.
I find every aspect of it astonishing. Like even this discussion we're having now. You think about all the things that are going on in your mind. To think about all the events that must have occurred or the things that have happened to bring you to this point. And I can't help but marvel at it. I'm astonished by it. I'm astonished by the experience of life and find it. I used to suffer a lot. I think I've told everyone this story 100 times. But essentially, I kind of laughed when Marcus said he would gravitate towards flat Earth. It seemed like a contradiction in terms, but
pun intended. Yeah.
But essentially, I find the idea that we are created and that this whole thing's been created for us and for us to experience and work out our path on it to be very satisfying.
Gary Vaynerchuk talks about it all the time. Sorry to interrupt, Frank, but this is apropos. He talks about it all the time, how the odds of us being born, in his case, white, in America, blah, 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 is 1 in 4 trillion or some ridiculous, outrageous number.
Yeah, it's very.
And I don't think people appreciate that.
No.
So,
well, the abortionists definitely do not.
No.
And the difficulty now is when you're young. Like it wasn't great when I was young, but now the school system must make people just think, WTF, what is this all about? I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
Just get those poor people out of that school system. It is appalling.
Yeah, that's right. Sounds like it is. I'm not in it, but Marcus's wife is the best person to talk to about what was being said. I know she's retired now, which is great, but
yep.
I'm totally
out of touch. I feel guilty about breathing. That's just awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally out of touch, but you just get dribs and drabs through the media. But I enjoy life mainly because I think I have the edge over most people on the planet. I think I have the edge. I'm not sure if it's helping me right now. It makes me very cautious and nervous about the controllers, but I think there's so many willing victims out there that are willing to sacrifice themselves and their children that I think I'm probably pretty safe for quite a long time. But I do appreciate that we have the edge here and we have this amazing technology where we can collaborate and get together like never before. It's never happened before. So at least not on this go around that we know of. So I'm optimistic in that sense, but overall, I just enjoy the challenge of talking to new people, meeting people, and of course, I get inspired when the donations come in, and new callers come in. But yeah, I'm enjoying myself quite a bit. I'm glad I can still provide for myself and my family. That's positive. But I do get down when I read some of the really negative stories, which is part of the research. And not just reading the stories, living the stories just with my own neighbor.
I just put away my question. So now it's my question turn. Don't you guys all feel, you guys, and even the people in the audience who are listening, especially if you've been listening for a while, don't you feel like you have the best chance to be the last person standing in all this?
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
It's an amazing thing. Absolutely. I mean, when you look out at the general public in your local neighborhoods, your local areas, they literally are all asleep. These people, they have zero, most of them have zero clue what's going on. You're right.
And they have no excuse for not knowing what's going on because they just press a few buttons here and there, computer, smartphone, tablet, and you can get all the answers you want. There's tons of answers. And I actually think that all the time. Like, I don't have every single subscription to every single great news source. I'm always looking for these news sources, but I just have a bunch that I just follow. And my God, the information they're pounding at us is just fantastic. And it's got all the answers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have all the solutions necessarily, but it has quite a few answers. Whether we get to those answers as a society are questionable, but not everyone has access to all this information because they're not willing to filter through the garbage to get to it. And there's lots of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's what I try and provide on my blog, where I'm giving everyone what I think is right. And if they have better answers, then they can submit them to me, email me, or the other millions of social media ways to get a hold of me, phone me, and I'll put them up. I always give as much attribution as possible that I can remember. So yeah, there's the information is here and we're trying to sort through it as experts. All of us are experts at it because we've been doing this long enough.
Professionals.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's not my career, but it's passion and I put enough time into it. Like for instance, as I've told you guys before, I'm going through World War II and the revisionist research and listening to this whole series by Ernst Zundel, which is 16 hours. I'm almost finished 16 hours. That's a whole course. It's almost like a university course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly educating myself and getting alternative views. And I think it's so powerful that we can just drag it up at the punch of a button without going to any trouble to get it. It's fascinating to me.
And let's pat you and myself on the back here since no one else will. I mean, you have... If someone were to binge, watch, listen, read your blog, video platform, audio platform, they would literally get 1,000x than what they would get at a college for nothing.
Yeah.
And the same at my website.
Yeah. They just have to find it.
Right. The censorship is real. And that's the hard. So if you're here listening to this and you get bored and you don't come back, well, that's your loss. It really is your loss. That's the way I look at it.
And Tunax, thanks for the recent donation as of right now. Thank you so much. It's very generous of you. Tunax is in the chat and he's donating. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's very generous. And also thanks to another new donor who just popped in, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel, for your monthly donation. That's great. This is value for value, which I stole or copied from the No Agenda Show. So if you find you're getting value, it's just on a donation basis, whatever is your value. I really believe that's a really great way because the site's wide open. There's no paywalls. There's no locks and barriers. So yeah, I think, I don't know, Marcus, if we're so much censored. I think what they do is they flood the zone. There's so much nonsense that greets people when they turn on their computer, even myself, that they get distracted and instantly derailed from getting to the research.
Well, to me, that's the ultimate in censorship, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, because it's very passive. It's not really... it's not deleting websites. It's just hiding them. That's really right. And I'm guilty of that too. I'll turn on my computer and I'll go to I'll have something I want to do, and then something, a flickering website will distract me, and next thing I know I forgot what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Totally off topic, but yeah, I think it's the greatest time to be alive, and it's dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. I feel bad for the dummies.
I don't.
Well, it's not they're not dumb. It's ignorance, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We shouldn't use.
Let's call a spade a spade, Frank. It's been 2.5 years now. Maybe 2 years ago, sure. But when you have people who blindly, without, I was talking to my wife at dinner yesterday, and we were talking about the last time I was at the doctor's office, and the last time I was at the doctor's office was for my son, my youngest son, when he was. One, he just only had one MMR vaccine. We were ready to get another vaccine. And one of my subscribers sent me what we talk about all the time now, the dangers of vaccines. And she told me to look at the package insert, the insert that comes with each vaccine, not the propaganda marketing little insert that they give. Mm-hmm. So I went to the doctor. I said, it's time for vaccine number two. I said, but I have a question. I said, can you show me the package insert for the next vaccine that we're going to get? I was halfway through what I was saying. She opened the door to the office, and on the back of the door was a stack of DVDs. She goes, here, if you're vaccine hesitant, watch this. I said, well, I'm not hesitant about taking vaccines. I just have a question about what are the black box. I keep hearing up these black box side effects, which means that the product goes off the market if it's black box. I heard there's like 9 pages of side effects. Can I see them? She wouldn't show it to me, and she kicked me out of the office.
Well,
and that was the last time I was at the doctor.
Well, you were challenging her business model.
Right, and people are going to be like, well, why is that? Real quick, the reason is because they get about $40 per vaccine, and you would be like, well, if you're the only one complaining about it, who cares if you stay on board? No, you don't understand. There's a quota system to get the payment. You have to have at least 80, depends what nation you're in, 80 to 85% compliance. So if they have too many people like me who question the vaccine and don't take it and are vaccine hesitant, then their percentage of uptake goes down and they get zero. If it goes below 80%, it's zero. That's the real reason they did that. Right.
You'll blow their business model out of the water. So they have to clip you.
They have to clip you, right? Yes,
you had to cut you off for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it, Tim. I got that. There's your hour, unless you want to talk about some more stuff.
Yeah, that was great. You guys have anything else before we close her down? Diego, market update. Would you like to? Interesting.
No, we're still looking. We're going to be coming down on Bitcoin to that 9,800 level in the next, like I said, month or two. Okay. And oil is still going to be, you know, it's going through a minor retracement right now, and it'll continue on marching to 200. Don't worry about that. But other than that, I mean, Forex market this week was kind of quiet. My muffler got screwed in my car. My bike crank is all messed up. I had a bit of a rough week, and now The muffler guy can't see my car till Saturday. So I'm driving around in a nice car with a bad muffler, and I can't get it fixed.
You're like everyone else that's on the road today. I have guys that have these noisy mufflers. I can't even hear myself think when they pull up beside me. I thought we had noise bylaws. They're so annoying. So. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I really get aggravated by these noisy Japanese bikes or these guys with gutted out muffler systems that are super noisy. Mm. You fit right in on that, I think.
Yeah, it's I heard when I was driving, I heard a ping, like a piece of metal falling from the beneath my car, and then when I went to the back of the underneath the car, the muffler's all loose. So I think it just needs a some sort of a bracket to
well, either that or somebody jacked your Cadillac converter there.
Oh, yeah. The catalytic converter. I hope not. That would make probably a lot more noise if the pipe was was cut.
I think they're worth about $1,000, but I'm not sure. I guess it depends on the car. But you better make sure that you're not missing an expensive component of the exhaust system there.
No. I don't think it's the catalytic converter. But I was surprised. They can't see me till Saturday, and I was like, oh, that really sucks. But
well, it is Thursday.
Yeah, but this was like a day or two ago or whatever, right. And I was like, this small town.
Well, I'm not surprised because a lot of these businesses are just trying to get back going. At least in Canada, I don't know about Pennsylvania or Australia, but they're calling all the unvaccinated back to work pretty much everywhere here.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's a lot. And the No Agenda Show had one really good point that somebody wrote in from Union Pacific, which is the railway that brings a lot of the diesel and DEF to all the truck service stations. And they were saying that the people that were really good at doing the job, like building trains, they were laid off. So you're getting so many of the replacements that are not able to do that job of the unvaccinated, which probably tended to be the smarter people at different companies. So you have more problems, more derailments. I'm not going to say more plane crashes, but maybe more pilot shortages, just because those people were exercised from the system for a while. So if they do allow this whole thing to bounce back, it's going to take probably half a year. And this goes all the way down to mechanics and parts supplies, and it's everywhere. So
yeah,
I guess it just depends on what they're going to do next. And I don't think they're going to stop messing with the system. You guys,
would you guys go back to work?
Concluding remark is that I was expecting to be in lockdown now because the World Health Organization met yesterday to sort out the monkey.
Yes,
all right, totally out of the news. So
I was completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not in shutdown.
Mm-hmm. Think about again. I've talked about this before. Think about all the things that have failed. Contract tracing. Digital ID, real ID for Pennsylvania was delayed.
Right.
We're back to normal, quote unquote. No, not. There's still a few people wearing masks. Now my wife actually gives the skunk eye. Before she was like, "Why are you so upset when you see someone wearing a mask?" Now she's like one of me. It's pretty great to see. And there's a bunch of things that they've been trying and it's not sticking. That's what I'm saying. What's up with that?
Well.
All in good time.
Yeah, it isn't over yet, is it?
It's not over yet.
I was certainly delighted to be wrong about being in lockdown again.
Mm-hmm.
The operating word is yet, Frank.
Well, I'm worried because we have a whole generation that's getting churned out with these new ideas about wearing masks. Here's a graphic I have on my screen of the Stanford graduating class of 2022, all masked up. By the way, this is the most dangerous time to go to the hospital as all these new graduates get unleashed into the medical system. If you have any surgeries this month, you might want to move them to December when a lot of these people get a few extra miles on their brand new cars or brand new medical degrees.
Mind you, it'd be hard to imagine it could be worse because you and I've discussed this before. I know that during the lockdown in Australia,
when they shut the
hospitals, the death rate plummeted.
Right. This is all good news.
The iatrogenic effect was huge. So, I don't think it's hospitals have ever really been any good.
And when you say, oh, you can't get your surgery, that's great news. I don't think there's – the only thing that I would go to a hospital for, no doubt about it, and Tiago will back me up on this, I'm sure, is if I'm in a fire, bring me to a hospital, give me the pain stuff. Give me the good stuff. Mm-hmm. But if there's blood spurting out of my eyes, I'm going to figure it out on my own. I've done really well with that. I am not going to a fucking hospital. I can tell you that.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Yep.
If you guys were working for, you know, whatever company, and they laid you off and they said to you guys, we don't want you back here because you're not getting the vaccine. A year and a half later, they said, come on back, Marcus. Come on back, Frank. Come on back, Tim. Would you guys go back?
Hell fucking no.
Me neither. I would never go back.
Yeah. Well, nope. It depends on how long you were laid off.
A year and a half.
And if you got something else going.
Yeah, you got something else going, new career, or you're in school to do something else. Would you go back?
Yeah, I would agree. I would start something new. I would have used it as an opportunity if I...
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. I'm telling you, all these things have been for the good.
Apart from the jabbing, I just don't. I'm not.
Apart from the jabbing and the destruction of businesses and people going bankrupt and the suicides. Other than that, it's okay.
Yeah. Exceptions, exceptions. Come on.
There's definitely been a cost to the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there'll be more to come. All in good time.
But this again comes down to the knowledge is power. And if you don't love yourself, that's what it comes down to. You don't love yourself. Look, you guys ever buy a dishwasher recently?
Sure.
Many.
How many hours did you pour through the internet to find the best dishwasher, right? But when it comes to something that could kill you, you just take the doctor's word for it. You look no research whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they gotta have what's called critical thinking, right?
Yeah.
So they gotta have a little bit of critical thinking.
Discernment. Yeah.
And I find a lot of people don't. They just believe whatever.
All right, guys, you hear the music? This has been a good show.
It's the hook right there. Holy crap.
There's the hook. Thank you, Marcus from Escape.
Mark on the Gong Show.
Wait, as soon as I get the soundboard going, we'll be doing some sound effects. Don't you worry.
Thanks, Gabriel.
Exactly. So, Marcus Allen from EscapeTheNewNormal.com.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Thanks for coming by. See you next week. Appreciate it. And Tiago from the Facebook group, Silent Voices of Canada. Is that right?
I will not be silent anymore. I changed the name, Canada.
I will not be silent anymore, Canada. So I'll put the link to that, or Marcus will put the show notes for that up.
Yep. Yep.
And Frank, thank you from How to Take Care of Your Penis.
.wordpress.com.
That always makes me laugh.
Always gets a laugh.
Holla, holla.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Thank you very much. The next show up on the Fakeologist Radio Network. By the way, both channels, Fakeologist, fake11.com/stream1 and stream 2, they're both always playing the latest audios on there. You can always tune in and leave your radio station or your streamer tuned into those radio stations all the time. And as soon as we go live, they just break in with the live show, including the audio chat. So thanks to Velocet for setting that up. That works really well. I was actually listening. So you can just stay tuned to both radio stations 24/7. And we will probably be mixing some IPS maybe and some John LeBond in there as well. So that's the plan anyway. But right now it's just the Fakeologist show and the Fakeologist audio chat. So that is all going on. And don't forget, you can always donate at fakeologist.com/donate. And you can send a voicemail. You can call in to fakeologist.com/contact. And phone numbers are there for leaving voicemails. We will play voicemails, but we don't have any. But if you do leave a voicemail, we will play it. Don't forget emails. You can send us all emails at the show. I'm at fakeologist.com. And we will respond to those. We got the forums, fakeologist.com/forums2. We got sub-blogs. It's all on fakeologist.com. You just have to go there. Every link we're talking about will branch out from there. And don't forget, we have show notes for every audio fakeologist.com/podcast. Thousands of hours of audio, as Marcus said. It's all there if you want to learn. We're still learning. We haven't got it perfect, but we're always trying. So thanks. Thanks to the panel for always showing up on time. It's fantastic. And we'll see you at the Rick and Rollo show, which is next on Saturday morning.
One more thing, Tim.
Yeah, cool.
Everyone needs to just tell one person to listen to this. Just send one link to one person. Don't do 20, just one.
Just one, yeah. We want to see. We really appreciate the regulars, but man, can we if we can get one or two more names in the audio in the chat, which has been popping tonight, that'd be great.
Just send a text that says something like, "Hey, what do you guys think? What do you think about this show?" And then just a link to the show.
Yeah, Michelle loves your show.
There you go.
Yeah, Michelle, what a great caller she was.
Oh, she's and awesome.
Yeah, she was great, wasn't she?
He's super awake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michelle, tell two friends, et cetera, et cetera.
One friend. Yeah, don't be greedy. She lives, just one.
She lives here. She lives here in the area. Yeah.
Yeah, she sounds like a great person to hang with.
You know what? To be honest with you, she messaged me on Facebook. We haven't met her yet. Maybe this weekend I think we're going to meet and maybe go out for a couple of drinks and have a little chat.
See what happens next.
I lied. One more thing. How far, Diego and Tim, are you from Bar Harbor, Maine right now?
I have no idea. I'm probably closer than Tim. Yeah, I'm probably a lot closer. I'm probably about eight, 9 hour drive.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. I'm probably, I think it's a 24 hour drive from Toronto to Halifax.
Yeah, I know I know from Sydney to Maine, the state of Maine to the border is 8 hour drive.
Yeah, this is a big country. Very big country. Well, some guys are going maybe go over to the Discord to have an after show if you want. That's fine. Go over there. That's great. But other than that, guys, thanks again and have a great night.
Take care.
See you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.